something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
iHeart Podcast Awards 2023 Podcast of the Year, Las Culturistas, with SNL's Bowen Yang and comedian Matt Rogers.
There's stuff happening in 2024 that we really need to address.
Pop culture and huge guests, like the latest episode with
Dua Lipa.
The more I think about it, the more scared and nervous I get.
Listen to the newest episode of Las Culturistas with Dua Lipa and all episodes on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Las Culturistas to start listening.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Time for your brand new first date follow-up. And Todd is on the phone. Todd went on a date with a woman named Sally. And now Sally is nowhere to be found. Todd, thank you for your email. Thank you for agreeing to do a first date follow-up. Before we get into your date, where'd you meet Sally?
We met on Facebook. He like sent me a friend request, and dude, it was crazy. Like as soon as I accepted it, we started talking. So, you know, me personally, I was like, hey, God sent me an angel in my DMs.
Wow. God sent me an angel from the heavens above.
Sing it, girl.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That was. Yeah, it was, actually.
On American Idol.
And how long has it been since you heard from your angel?
Like 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks. I mean, so we went on a date. Like, we were talking for a couple of weeks, you know, and then boom, man, she literally just disappeared. I mean, I don't know. I don't see her on Facebook anymore. Oh. I mean, it's crazy. I'm pretty sure she lives on campus, but I haven't seen her either. So, like, I don't know what's the deal.
Did she, like, delete Facebook, or is she just not, like, active?
I don't see her. Like, I tried to pull her up. I guess she deleted it. I don't
know. Yeah. Blocked.
Yeah, it's given block.
I wonder why, though. What did you guys do for your date?
We met downtown at a bar, and we just had some appetizers and drinks and just chopped it up. You know, for a few, so it's pretty chill.
How did you feel like the vibe went? Did you guys get along?
It went crazy. I mean, it went good. She was awesome. Sally was awesome. I mean, she's literally everything. I mean, that I ever wanted a woman. Like,
damn.
I was like, whoa, this is crazy. I mean, she's smart, crazy funny. She made me feel good.
So she's everything you wanted in a woman, except in real life now, because you can't talk to her. She's not calling, except not calling you back. Sorry, that sounded harsh.
It really did.
It's the truth.
Yeah, it is the truth, though. She's not calling you back. So how did the date end?
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, we ended up back going to my house, had a few more drinks, and kind of hooked up.
Yeah.
I almost hit a home run, you know.
Oh, almost.
Almost.
So what did you do then with her?
I couldn't find my magnums, you know. I couldn't find my
Wow.
Yeah,
just right
I
out
couldn't
with
believe it, man. I was literally so close.
If I had to use magnums, I would always know where they are because they'd be on my coffee table so everybody could see them. Be like, yeah, those are magnums. That's right.
You need one? Oh, wait.
Yeah, I mean, we had a great time. I mean, it was cool. I mean, it sucked. I was just happy to be with her, though, honestly, so.
So you guys didn't. So you guys didn't do anything because you couldn't. You didn't have protection.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Well, so, that's smart. I mean, you know, protection's a good thing.
Yeah. Better be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah. I mean. I. That's the way I was thinking. So. Yeah. You know.
So why do you think then she's ghosting you?
Did you tell her that you needed magnums? Maybe she's scared. She's like, I've never been with somebody who needed magnums before. So
thank you.
Yeah.
I mean. That could be it. I don't know, but she didn't seem to care. I mean, in fact, it seemed like she was like impressed, to be honest. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she felt I was too much of a gentleman. I don't know. I thought I was just doing the right thing or something.
Okay.
I don't know, man. It's weird, dude. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. Is there anything awkward that you can think of at all?
Or like any part in the night where like her vibe changed?
It was a little awkward for a moment, but like we moved on.
Yeah.
You know, like the rest of the night was smooth. I mean, we like took a little nap and then I walked her to her car and I mean, I said I couldn't wait. I was like, you know, I can't wait to see her again. So see you again. But and she was cool with that. You know?
Did she respond to you or just smile?
Nah, you know, we smiled. I had a small little kiss. She smiled. It was pretty cool.
Okay.
I mean, she seemed like genuine.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if we can figure out why she's not calling you back with your First Date follow-up next. It's the Jubal Show. First Date follow-up. Todd is on the phone, and Todd isn't getting a call back from a woman he went on a date with named Sally.
Mm-hmm.
He had a typical date with Sally, went out to dinner, some drinks, and he almost hit a home run, except he didn't have the proper cover for his bat. They went back to his house, and he said they were about to hook up, but he didn't have any coverage that is appropriate for him because he uses magnums. If you don't know what they are, big.
Google it.
Or Google it, yeah. They didn't have anything to be safe to hook up, so they didn't hook up, but they still hung out, took a little nap. He walked her to her car, and then they kissed, and he said, I really had fun. Hope to see you later. And she seemed like she wanted to see him again, but now she's not calling him back, so we're going to call her and see if we can figure it out. All right, Todd, you ready for us to call Sally and figure out why she's not getting back to you?
Oh man, yeah. I'm trying to seal the deal, man. But,
all right,
trying to S the D, huh?
S the D, seal the deal. All right, here we go. I'm gonna call her right now.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Sally, please?
This is Sally. Who's speaking?
Hi, Sally. This is Jubal Fresh. I host a show called The Jubal Show, and that's a radio show.
And I'm Alex Fresh, and I co-host The Jubal Show. It's a radio show called The Jubal Show, and I'm his wife.
And I'm English Evan, and I co-host The Jubal Show. It's a radio show called The Jubal Show, and I'm not his wife.
And I'm Christian Greystone, and I'm the digital producer for a radio show called The Jubal Show, and I'm also not Jubal's wife.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. So, have you heard of the show before?
I have.
Okay.
Nice.
Have you ever heard us do a segment on the show called A First Date Follow-Up?
Yes.
We do a segment called The First Date Follow-Up. It's where if you go out on a date with someone and then end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and find out why. And you seem like a smart person, Sally. So why do you think we're calling you right now?
Oh, my God. Are you serious right now?
Yes. Yeah. You went on a date with a guy named Todd recently. Mm-hmm. And you're not calling him back and he wants to know why.
I mean, I don't know that I would call it a date, but I do in fact know Todd. What on earth did he tell you?
Well, he said that he liked you a lot. He said actually you're everything that he would want in a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And he said you guys went out for dinner, drinks, went back to his place and, you know, messed around a little bit there. And then that was it. That's the last he heard from you, and he wants to know why. He said he's trying to find you on Facebook, too, but he can't because either you shut down your Facebook or you blocked him, probably blocked him.
Yeah, so girl, what happened?
I hella blocked him.
Oh, no. What happened?
I mean, he seriously got in touch with a radio station to get in touch with me. I don't even really like him.
Well, why don't you just then respond to him? We really want to know what happened, but...
Yeah.
You can just respond and be like, I'm not interested.
Yeah.
I only even hung out with Todd because I wanted to get back at his girlfriend.
What? Come on.
What?
His girlfriend.
What?
Oh, my gosh. You clearly need a lot of background on this guy. There's a lot that he has not been telling you.
Give us the tea. What?
Okay. Guys, Todd's sleazy. Like, he's a creep.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Seemed like a nice guy, but you never know. Why is he a creep?
So he seemed like a nice guy. Did he tell you when he talked about our date that he has a girlfriend?
No.
He didn't.
No.
Left that part out.
Yeah, he did not.
Yeah. He's been dating her for like 2 years.
And you knew this before going out with him or you know it now?
That is specifically why I went out with him.
Okay.
I was all about seeing how far he'd go with me so that I could take it back to her and completely ruin their relationship.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
You what? So you don't know Todd from before, though? You just know that he's sleazy and cheats on his girlfriend? So you talked to him on Facebook, went out with him, saw how far he would go just so you could ruin his relationship?
Yeah, because he's dating a total bitch.
Okay, so what? You don't like her either?
Oh my gosh.
No, she's the main problem here. She did the exact same thing to me when we were in high school.
Oh, it's a revenge story.
You say when you were in high school, you're still on that?
Look, she is the reason that me and my ex broke up. So when I saw that she was dating sleazy Todd and he accepted my friend request on Facebook, it was like, okay, let's see how I can use this because I wanted to see how far he'd go.
Wow. So War of the Rose and a first day follow-up.
Yeah. Seriously. So did you ruin his relationship then? Did you tell his girlfriend that you guys were messing around?
Not yet. I really want to do it in a way that is going to like ruin her life. You know, it's all about timing, guys.
Well, there's that saying, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Damn. So since high school, you've been thinking about getting her back. She gets a boyfriend and then you hit him up and now you're going to ruin their relationship.
Look, I wouldn't say that I've been like thinking about it for years. I'm not like a criminal mastermind. I saw an opportunity. I took advantage and now I have the tape.
Wait, you have the tape?
Are you serious? There might be a video.
You filmed it.
Hey, payback's a bitch, guys.
You cannot do that.
That's illegal, I think.
No, I had my phone recording so you can hear us and you can hear him.
Oh.
Wow. I mean, I guess I know why you're not calling him back.
Yeah.
And Todd's probably freaking out right now because he is actually on the line listening and wants to talk to you wanted to talk to you.
He's on the phone now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot to tell you.
Man, I mean, I don't even know what to say, man. Are you serious right now?
Are you?
Yeah. Who's serious? I want to know.
You left out a big part of your story, bro.
I mean, man, dude, please, you cannot send those photos. I mean, why would you do this? I mean, I actually loved you. Come on, please,
what?
Don't do this.
Sorry. What? Back up.
Yeah.
It sounds like this could work out. Sally, would you like to go on another date with Todd? We'll pay for it.
Hell no. There is a perfect place for cheaters in hell. And, you know, maybe Todd can call the radio station back when his girlfriend gets the message.
Sally, please listen. The photo, please, like,
so
come on.
Poor Todd. So sorry, Todd. Oh, it's so tough.
I mean, all the time we spent together.
I don't think Sally's playing. I think she's
serious.
I know it's serious. Yeah. I would be freaked out if I were you. Also, shouldn't have cheated on your girlfriend. Yeah. You wouldn't be in this situation.
Yeah. Oh, and we were having a break. It was a break period.
A break.
It's always a break.
Well, then it should be cool.
I just want Sally. I don't even want to get back with my girlfriend. I want Sally.
That is total bullshit. Todd, I literally just saw a picture that she posted of the two of you yesterday.
Oh my God.
All right.
Dude.
Yeah. She posted it, but we took it like weeks ago.
He's still trying.
All right. Let it go.
Yep. Consider this first date follow up done and let you guys handle this off the air. But update us. Let us know how it goes.
Can't wait to hear.
Seriously.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
iHeart Podcast Awards 2023 Podcast of the Year, Las Culturistas, with SNL's Bowen Yang and comedian Matt Rogers.
There's stuff happening in 2024 that we really need to address.
Pop culture and huge guests, like the latest episode with
Dua Lipa!
The more I think about it, the more scared and nervous I get.
Listen to the newest episode of Las Culturistas with Dua Lipa and all episodes on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Las Culturistas to start listening.